I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks ended the day higher, Dow gained 6 points. It follows the announcement by the Federal Reserve of another interest rate hike. Inflation is easing, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says this is not the time to change strategy.
I would say that our focus is not on short-term moves, but on sustained changes to broader financial conditions. And it is our judgment that we're not yet at a sufficiently restrictive policy stance, which is why we say that we expect ongoing hikes will be appropriate.
But Powell also signaled the end could be near for rate hikes. President Biden is meeting at the White House with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The president has resisted direct negotiations over raising the nation's legal debt ceiling. McCarthy says he has a budget plan.
I got a big plan. The first question is, if the president wanted to continue reckless spending or find a way that we could be responsible, sit down and find common ground where we put ourselves on a path to budget. Make a balanced budget.
McCarthy wants steep federal spending cuts in a broader deal to prevent a national debt limit crisis. Tyre Nichols' funeral in Memphis was a blend of celebration and anger.
I believe that God will take him, Tyre, out of that pit and use him as a symbol for justice all over this country.
Nichols was the black man beaten by five Memphis police officers who are also black. Reverend Al Sharpton made note of that.
There's nothing more insulting and offensive to those of us that fight to open doors, that you walk through those doors and act like the folks we had to fight for to get you through them doors.
Sharpton said the officers who beat Nichols might have acted differently if there was real accountability for their actions. Weather caused a delay in the start of Nichols' funeral. Icy, wintry weather caused cancellation of more than 2,000 flights in the South. Nearly 260,000 power outages were reported in Texas, most in the Austin area. This is AP News. Dr. Phil is wrapping up his talk show. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
Dr. Phil McGraw was a frequent guest on Oprah Winfrey's show and spun off to his own show in 2002. He has decided to end his run, but this does not mean the show will go off the air. He just won't make new ones. CBS Media Ventures will continue to offer reruns with occasional new wraparound content. McGraw, who is 72, says there's a lot more he wants to do, specifically primetime programming. He did not give details. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
San Francisco building inspectors have given Twitter's construction contractor 2 weeks to submit corrected building use paperwork if the social media company wants to keep using two conference rooms as bedrooms at its headquarters. The other option is for Twitter to restore the conference rooms to their original use. Meantime, more landlords are taking Twitter to court over unpaid rent. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.